My name is Tim Horner. I'm a professor at Cal State Sacramento, and I'm in the geology department there. So I'm really a hydrogeologist. I do a lot with streams and rivers in Northern California. We're on the Cache Creek Preserve right now, and these are old restored gravel mines. So it's kind of exciting for me. As a geologist, we look at mining, and we kind of understand that part of it. But around us, we have kind of a different blend. The old mining sites are here, but they've been carefully restored. The banks are graded down, they're lower angle, and then they've worked to get native vegetation in too. So this is a big change. So the way I'm involved at the preserve is I'm on what they call the TAC. It's Technical Advisory Committee. I work for Yolo County, and we're trying to manage and maintain this complicated system. There's mining, there's agriculture, there's issues with flooding. So it's been fun. I've really enjoyed that. We realize with most restoration projects, we can't undo 100 years of European influence. We can't go back to the way it was. But what we try to do is think about sustainable models. So if we can't totally restore it and make it absolutely better, let's at least put the environment, the landscape, into a position where it's sustainable, it can maintain itself, and we don't have things out of balance. The other thing I would like to mention about the Cache Creek Nature Preserve is that they've done such a good job about figuring out what native plants lived here. And it's anything from the Native American tending garden to, they call it a pallet of plants they put in when they're revegetating. So the preserve has done a great job of hiring biologists who look at these things. And every time a gravel company or a landowner or a habitat project needs to grade a stream bed or to alter something, they're very careful about figuring out exactly which group of native plants would be best suited for that new site. And I think they're doing as good a job as anybody around as far as their guidance of local projects and the way they're pointed, that we're headed toward that natural or sustainable system.